His supporters have called for cyber attacks on Singapore, on government websites, social media accounts, boycott of Singapore products, and for Indonesians to stop visiting Singapore, all because we exercised our right to deny someone entry into Singapore. One comment which Meta has disabled, it's disabled the account for violating community standards, and it removed the comment, and I quote, it says, "Dear you, the leaders of Singapore, the Islamophobic countries, we are waiting 2 times 24 hours to apologize to the Indonesian people and Muslims. If you ignore our warning, then we will not hesitate to expel the ambassador of your country. We will send Islamic Defender troops, Prosperous Justice troops, and Ulama Defender troops to attack your country, like 9/11 in New York, 2001. And we will also expel Singaporeans who pretend to transit and live in Indonesia." So a very direct threat linking to 9/11 against Singapore, Singaporeans, both here and in Indonesia. Other comments, I quote, "Singapore must be bombed again. We will destroy Singapore, immediately destroy the unjust leaders on this earth, including Singapore. Small country, yet so arrogant, with just one missile and you're finished." Small country. Two events management companies were targeted, had their websites defaced. Somat supporters have also held demonstrations at our consulates, as you pointed out, Jakarta and Medan, embassy in Jakarta, consulate in Medan last week. They demand that Singapore apologize for not letting Somat come in. That way we'll be apologizing to a lot of people whom we deny entry. And a lot of countries in the world, in theory, then should be apologizing. Now, I'll point out three aspects. First, the response of the Indonesian government. It's been very proper. If you notice, it accepts that it's for Singapore to decide who can come into Singapore. It's absolutely right. Just like it's for Indonesia to decide who can go into Indonesia. It's for every country to decide who can go into that country. Basic aspect of sovereignty. You can't deny and threaten. So the Indonesian government has been very, very correct about this. Second, the majority of Indonesians. Our sense is that many of them recognize what Somat and his supporters are up to, or what they are really up to. Third, specific to Somat and his supporters, as I said earlier, they don't respect Singapore as a separate country. They call this Tanah Melayu. They can tell us what to do. It tells you what they really think of Singapore. And if we don't do what they tell us, well, then they threaten attacks. I'm grateful that so many Indonesians, officials as well as commentators, have rejected these claims and have defended Singapore. They know the accusations against Singapore are false. And I have said this on many occasions. We take a zero-tolerance approach, an even-handed approach, towards any form of hate speech and divisive ideology. And it's not directed at any specific individual or any specific religion or any specific nationality. Our position applies equally to all.